Listen to my voice and feel its warmth as it flows into your mind.
So powerful.
Feel.
So powerful. So powerful.
Feel.
So powerful.
Look deep into my baby, you are mine now.
Welcome to episode 77 of Erotic Hypnosis, Tales of Evelina. I am the hypnotic goddess, Mistress Evelina. And this week's episode features a story called Evelina and Hawk Woman, The Collector. The story was written in 2011 by my hypnoslave, and that is the date of the original copyright. This audio recording is also copyright 2011, all rights reserved. For details, read my official copyright statement at hypnosis.st/podcasts/copyright. And remember, I am a real dominatrix, and you can serve me for real. Visit my homepage, goddessevelina.com, where you will find my photo galleries, all my audio and video recordings, session scheduling, and more. You can also visit my hypnosis page at hypnosis.st for more hypnodomination goodies, like my sample induction and hypnotic animations, and my domination page at dominatrix.st for more BDSM. And now, come share a fantasy with me, and enjoy Evelina and Hawk Woman, The Collector. The director of Midway City Museum meets a collector of... Shira Carter, director of the Midway City Museum, sat in her office. Spread out before her on her large desk were dozens of artifacts collected on her last expedition in Egypt. As she meticulously inspected each with a jeweler's loop, she was able to inspect not only the objects, but any minute engraving on each. She found herself particularly fascinated by a small, sword-shaped pendant. The miniature representation of the bladed weapon was covered with red faceted jewels, which seemed to glow with an inner light. Just at that moment, Carter's secretary walked into the room and stood at the end of the director's desk and softly cleared her throat. Shira looked up.
Yes, Mary. What is it?
There's a Miss Lena to see you. She says she represents another museum and wishes to talk to you about the Egyptian expedition.
Carter scrunched up her pretty face and let out a sigh.
Won't they leave us alone?
I guess it's okay to let her in. But all other museums should know by now we don't sell our collections. We display them so the people can see them. See her in,
please, she added.
A few moments passed, and Mary returned with the most gorgeous blonde Carter had ever seen. The woman was much shorter than Shira, but was magnificently proportioned and well-muscled. Her skin was alabaster white, and her lips a dark red, almost black. But her most compelling feature was her deep green eyes. Her breath momentarily caught in her throat. The director struggled to speak.
Well,
You... Please have a seat.
Why...
What can I help you with, Miss Lena?
Miss Lena, or as she was known by most of the world, Evelina, remained standing as she surveyed the artifacts on the desk, and almost immediately spied what she was looking for. The jewel-encrusted sword was the perfect match for the magical pendant she already possessed. It had magical, mesmerizing powers, and had helped her in becoming one of the richest and most powerful criminals in the world. She had heard of the Midway City Museum's recent finds, and thought perhaps something like the sword would be among the items they had found. But it wasn't something like her magical pendant. It was the perfect match
and she had to have it.
Shira looked up into the green eyes of the lovely blonde standing in front of her desk. Slowly, sensuously, Evelina walked around the large desk toward the museum director.
Suddenly, there was no space between the two, and Evelina stood next to her.
Carter's smile faded as she gazed into those deep green eyes, and she sighed. Evelina had seen the look many times before. The slight widening of the eyes, the relaxation of the jaw, the hardening of the nipples. This one would be easy. With a deft motion of her shoulders, Evelina moved her breasts toward the almost paralyzed woman. The subtle motion had exposed her own crystal, and almost instantly Carter's eyes were drawn to it and the lovely breasts surrounding the dangling pendant.
"I'm glad you want to help me, dear girl. I think that will make you feel so good to help me."
Evelina reached out and softly traced circles on Carter's temple with her warm, soft fingers, and again the woman sighed. Shira sank down into her seat slowly, never once looking away from the blonde hypnotist's green, mesmerizing eyes.
"Keep looking deeper and deeper into my eyes. That makes you feel so good. Look. Look."
Evelina moved even closer, gazing down at her soon-to-be slave.
"You are mine now, dear. Mine."
Carter struggled to resist. She moved her lips in an attempt to say no to Evelina's hypnotic command. Gently touching her index finger to Carter's lips, Evelina commanded, "Shh." And the ever-weakening archaeologist's mouth closed, and she became mute. Caught unawares, she had almost immediately surrendered her will to Evelina.
"Good girl,"
Evelina smiled. Evelina reached over and picked up the bejeweled artifact laying on the desk and felt a tingle of power coursing through her mind and body. As strong as her hypnotic powers had been before, the touch of this sister stone of her talisman had doubled her powers. She focused her irresistible green eyes on the woman sitting before her and smiled, no longer needing to use her silken voice to induce a hypnotic trance on the woman. She felt now she had only to command and anyone would obey.
"You are my slave," the blonde commanded.
"Yeah. I am your slave."
Evelina wanted to test the new power she had been given and looked even deeper into the seated woman's eyes.
"Now you must look deeper into the depths of my eyes, and the more you look, the more you fall under their power. You know that you can never resist me in whatever I command."
"Yes."
"Say yes, mistress."
"Yes, mistress."
"Have you ever been in love with a woman?"
"No, mistress."
"You are now. You love and desire your mistress, Evelina."
"Yes, mistress,"
she hissed.
"Being this close to your mistress fills you with desire.
You want me. You need me. You cannot resist me.
Shira began to quiver. Her pussy was moist?
No, gushing with desire for this woman she had met mere minutes ago. I'm going to touch you, dear, and when I do, you will come. You will orgasm with a force you have never felt before in your life. And when that orgasm has captured you, you will forget that I was here. You won't remember I have stolen the pendant. But should you ever see the pendants again, or should I ever command you to fall under my spell again, you will remember that you belong to me. You are mine. You are my slave.
As the seated woman looked questioningly at her captor, Evelina reached out and ran her fingers down her cheek.
Oh. Oh, God, 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 oh, God.
The helpless woman grabbed the arms on her chair as the multiple orgasms again and again forced her to new heights of pleasure.
As Evelina walked through the outer office toward her car, she pointed at Carter's secretary and said but one word.
Forget.
And the woman had forgotten Evelina. Her visit, her voice, everything about her. But she did hear her boss moaning in her office and rushed in to see what was wrong.
The next morning, as Shira tried to explain the missing talisman to Katar, her lover, and co-director of the museum, she felt ashamed. No one but Katar and a few superheroes knew Shira and Katar were crime fighters, Hawk Woman and Hawk Man, extraterrestrials who fought criminals with ancient magical weapons and the power of their nth metal flying harnesses. Katar, I just can't remember what happened yesterday. The Egyptian artifacts were here in front of me, and the next thing I know, Mary is putting a cold compress on my forehead while I had orgasm after orgasm.
No, don't do anything foolish, dear, but it sounds like you've had a confrontation with Evelina. Amazing woman. Batman and Aquaman have come out on the wrong side of fights with her, and apparently she caught you unprepared and used some sort of hypnotic power on you. I'm going to fly to Metropolis and confer with Superman, and we can develop a concerted plan to get back the artifacts and finally defeat the evil villainess. Promise me you won't tackle her alone.
With those last words, the winged hero flew out an open window and headed toward Metropolis and his strongest ally. The longer Shira sat at her desk, the more she seethed. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, she muttered. Then she looked into her JLA computer and found where Evelina had her secret lair. But it wasn't so secret. No bat cave, nor a fortress of solitude. Evelina lived openly in an oceanfront penthouse. This time the outcome will be different, Carter hissed between her teeth as she attached her nth metal wings and picked up her helmet and mace.
I'll beat this bitch senseless,
she screamed as she took off toward Miami. The winged heroine looked down on the tall hotel on the beach and spotted a woman she identified as Evelina from the JLA file. The gorgeous blonde was sitting on a chaise lounge, sipping a drink, dressed in a skin-tight red leather outfit. Hawk Woman shouted,
Okay, bitch, this is it. You are mine.
She raised her mace and flew straight toward the reclining villainess. Startled, Evelina jumped up and reached for the two pendants, which had been laying next to her, and held them up in preparation to defend herself.
Both the heroine and villainess were startled when Hawkwoman stopped mere feet from Evelina and hovered in the air, remembering her post-hypnotic suggestion that she should instantly be entranced if she ever saw the sword pendants. She-Ra dropped her helmet and allowed the mace to hang harmlessly from her wrist and gazed into Evelina's eyes.
Yes, Evelina, I will obey your commands. I am yours.
So that was your secret identity, my slave girl. I should have interrogated you more thoroughly when I took the talismans. But I guess it doesn't really matter now, does it?
The gorgeous blonde raised the magical ornaments, and their glow enveloped the helpless heroine.
Come to me, slave hawk woman. You know you can't resist my power.
Carter landed softly and fell to her knees and crawled toward her captor. Evelina entwined her fingers in Shira's long hair and pulled her face towards her and roughly kissed her.
Love me, slave. Worship me. Serve me.
Hawkwoman again was captured by the helpless, erotic emotions that had defeated her in her own office and returned Evelina's kiss submissively as Evelina ran her hands over her quivering body.
Come, slave, and when you do, you will be my slave forever. Say it.
Your slave, Hawkwoman moaned.
Say it louder.
Your slave,
she gasped, orgasms holding her captive.
Scream it, slut. Tell me you are my slave forever.
I'm your slave, Goddess Evelina, forever, forever,
she screamed as she collapsed and crawled to the feet of her owner and worshipped them. But long ago, the neighbors had stopped being surprised by that submissive chant being heard at all hours of the day and night. It was more or less expected.